When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Hi, Shooter. You're on 98.7.
Come on, boys. Woo! All right.
You're always excited, aren't you, Shooter?
What's wrong with him?
I am. I like to stay positive, baby. Life's too short to be negative. Always stay positive. Come on.
Okay. Well, what do you got?
Talking about Hooters, I think like 20 years ago, I was traveling around Europe, and I was in Switzerland in some like little place in Switzerland, and there's actually a Hooters in Switzerland, and I went there to eat. Because everything's so expensive in Switzerland, and it was the best place to go.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good story.
Well, so all the way to Switzerland, eat at Hooters.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it wasn't my best.
Yemen move, after Switzerland?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
You got me. On a pickleball, so I was thinking about strategy with you. First of all, the intro on ESPN was amazing. I mean, that got me pumped up. Rocky music, probably one of the greatest workout soundtracks of all time. No Easy Way Out. Hearts on Fire. Amazing. But anyway, they did say something about you, Dave. They said you were shapely. How do you feel?
Listen, I'm used to all of it. That's fine. It's not going to get in my way. Right. It's only going to motivate me. And you know what?
Yes.
Many shapely fat people can be very good at pickleball. So
I agree.
I own it. That's fine.
Good. I wanted to pump you up and get you mad. Strategy against Anita. Here's a move I thought would maybe work. Anita's short. Maybe lobbing it over her head. And then having them race to it, they'll probably get to it, but then it sets you guys up for a smash. What do you guys think? And good luck. I hope you guys practice together at least a couple times before the match. I'll be there. Hoorah! Let's go.
There you go. I don't want to give away strategy, to be honest, but I think we'll have a plan.
We're not going to start talking strategy
of what we're going to do.
No. Listen, I mean, you could end up being the DJ Burns of the pickleball
right.
circuit.
Do you look at DJ Burns and think he's shapely? Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like we're going to get a pretty good, chance to see your shape. Not too far away.
It. But he's a plump guy who is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the DJ Burns of the pickleball court.
Maybe take some pictures with your shapely figure. Who knows?
Maybe I will. Maybe it won't be so shapely at that time.
Maybe it won't.
Maybe it won't. You see what I'm doing here?
What did I have so far? You actually had a pretty healthy dinner last night. Really healthy.
And a dinner that you approve of.
I do.
I had a little more than 4 ounces of some steak.
Nice.
Some vegetables. Some 3-bean salad. And a little crudite.
Good. I like that.
Capped it off with a cup of tea and a couple of very healthy ice pops.
Perfect.
That was dinner.
It's nice.
Woke up today. Couple hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, you feel great, I bet.
And now I'm going to have a little bit of fruit.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we can't be doing the turkey, handmade turkey roll-ups and some snap peas. It's just not.
It's not enough.
It's not sustainable.
All right. Well, that's what I had last night. Today's another day, and we push forward.
We move on.
Big weigh-in on Sunday. Big weigh-in.
Why do this to yourself?
What do you mean?
Why not just wait?
Till when? Well, I weigh in on Sundays.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a slave to the scale, though.
Well, this is going to continue regardless.
Let's do some weights.
So how about this? A trainer reached out to me yesterday.
See?
Said, I'll give you a great deal. Come to your house once a week, train you. It's great. He's coming next week.
So let's get this straight.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a trainer come to your house, and you also have a barber that does your hair once a week.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm the bougie one.
What kind of credit card are you working with?
No, that doesn't have to do with it. I'm the bougie one?
You are the bougie one.
I don't have a barber that comes to my house.
I don't have a barber that comes to my house either.
I see every week.
Well, maybe you should.
I don't have a personal trainer that comes to my house.
Well, he reached out to me.
He contacts me.
And he said, you know what? I will give you such a deal that you can't say no. And I was like, you know what? I won't say no.
Yeah,
once a week. Come on. Let's go. He said, and then I'll work with you once a week. And then a second day during the week, you do this workout I give you. And then the other day's treadmill. You eat like this. you'll be shedding pounds like you have no idea.
Triglycerides, write down.
Write down.
Yes.
Be negative at some point. So we had our, I think it's fair to say, very lengthy meeting yesterday. I get into the car, and I start the car. I'm pulling out of my spot, and it's, by the way, getting to my car yesterday, it was, oh, the weather was
soaked.
Horrendous. So I'm drenched, right? And you walked further than me. I get into my car, and I get a text message from John Winthrop on the group chat. Trade, Adam Schefter, Diggs out of Buffalo over to Houston. And my first thought before compensation, before anything, is, you know what? There's no way. And I know he's unhappy and whatever the compensation is going to be. This is a huge piece of news for the Jets, because that, to me, is the team to beat in this division. And you take away one of their big pieces on offense. Wonderful for the Jets.
Right. And this was, I mean, you've heard how many different times, though, that he's been unhappy. And you're like, whoa.
A lot.
You guys win. You're Josh Allen's favorite target. Like, what are you unhappy about? Last season, though, as they started to go, they go on that winning streak, Joe Brady takes over the play calling. It was like, whoa, they're not involving Steph Diggs like they normally do. Probably not going to be happy about this. And then you take this loss, couple it with, you lose Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White,
right,
Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis, Leonard Floyd. Not to mention the fact they're taking a $31 million cap hit for trading him. I mean, this is a big hole right now when you look at what they have now for wide receivers.
Yeah, but that's not a stupid football team.
No, so Brandon Bean is a good GM, so this is going to be something that they're going to have to address with the draft.
And I'm sure that they will. But so now they get a second-round pick, right? So they have, what do they have, 28, I think, in the first round? Something in that range. So I saw the odds for Xavier Worthy, who ran like a 4-2 at the combine.
4-2-1, yeah.
Right. The odds for them grabbing him have gone kind of through
the
roof.
Right, but the second round pick's not to 2025.
Oh, no, I understand. But this is not a stupid organization.
I understand that. I think there has to be more to the story. Right, for you to eat $31 million bucks,
right,
to get rid of, well, because all you heard was best receiver.
All you heard about him was how unhappy he is. That's all I heard. Like, they're winning games, but he didn't get the catches he wants, so he's going to, you know, whine to the side. It's like, no, he kind of, from what I saw, defined what a diva wide receiver is. Is, unless I get the ball, I'm not happy. Doesn't even matter if we're winning football games.
Well, not get the ball. I mean, it was the targets. It was, I mean, that the ball he dropped, which is a huge, huge drop.
Yes.
And as happy as I am that he's out of Buffalo.
Houston is, oh my God, what they, and like that. Like, at the start of last season, you're like, Houston, they'll win a couple games. Maybe he'll be a decent quarterback. You look at the AFC right now, you look at what Houston is, they have an elite quarterback, or it looks like he's going to be an elite quarterback. They're running, I mean,
Mixon
is terrific.
Yep.
I mean, Diggs and Tank Dell.
Collins.
Dalton Schultz. And they added Daniil Hunter too, right?
Daniil Hunter, yep.
And they have Will Anderson. I mean, oof, look out, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, but that's fine. We can worry about them when we have to worry about them. Right now, my focus is trying to win
as it should be, and Buffalo is not as good a team today as they were yesterday.
I saw Booger McFarlane and I saw Lewis Riddick, and poor Greeny, was just begging them as he sat there and held the Jets helmet, the mini Jets helmet. Please tell me that the Jets are the best team in the AFC East, and neither would bite.
I won't do it either.
Neither would bite, and they both said the exact same thing. If Tyron Smith stays healthy, if Morgan Moses stays healthy, if your 40-year-old quarterback come back from Achilles, and I understand that.
If Mike Williams
come back from the ACL, right. I understand all of that. But when you look at the amount that Buffalo has lost, and you look at what the Miami Dolphins were against good teams, on paper, which is all we have right now,
right.
It's all we have on paper, the gap is not...
I will tell you, I think the gap has clearly closed, that the Jets are obviously better than New England, and I think you can make the argument that they're better than Miami as well. Josh Allen is such a difference maker that I just cannot give you right now.
When did Josh Allen, here's my question though, when did Josh Allen become a difference maker?
You're going to say when they added Stephon Diggs?
Well, yeah, that's what everyone would say.
Okay. Well, I think that's fair.
But how they replace him?
But I also think he's
Curtis
now
Samuel is not, it does not, Stephon Diggs.
Okay. You know they're not done. You know this is not going to be their wide receiver core. When the season starts.
I get it, but what you just lost with Steph Diggs and Gabe Davis.
Agreed.
The amount of first downs, the big plays with Gabe Davis. I mean, most of Gabe Davis's catches were first downs or touchdowns.
They are not as good a team today as they were at the end of the season. I agree with that. Can I at least see how the draft, you know, finishes
Vaughn
off?
Vaughn Miller might be shot.
I mean, he was unplayable last
year. Yeah, we won't know until we see it. But right now,
how was their running game last year? Better than it's been.
Oh, it was good, but I think that's why there was a level of frustration, because when Joe Brady took over, I mean, they start. You see what they want to do, right? They got two good tight ends,
very good and young.
So the kind of personnel that they want to run, what they want to do with the ball, they want to take some off Josh Allen's plate. So they want to incorporate more James Cook, and Steph Diggs wasn't getting the targets that he was used to.
So then just say it. Say you think the Jets are going to win this division.
I think the Jets have as good a chance as any team to win the division.
All right, so I haven't seen them. RJ, you said you looked at the odds on ESPN Bet, right? And it's still the Bills as the favorite to win this division?
Yep. So as of right now, ESPN Bet has Buffalo plus 160 to win the East, Dolphins plus 185, Jets plus 225, Patriots are plus a billion.
Who's got the best defense?
What do they know? What do they know?
Who's got the best defense in the conference?
In the conference?
Excuse me, in the division.
The Jets.
The Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the best quarterback?
The Bills.
Who's got the second best?
The Jets.
Okay, who's got the what else could I add?
Who's got the most question marks?
I can't say coach. Just because age.
Okay, but you have to factor that in.
I understand that, but I mean, I can't control that.
I understand that, but I have to factor it in when I'm sitting here telling you, listen, it's close. The odds he just gave you, the Jets are, what, 225 or whatever it was? Buffalo's 160? That's narrow. But the odds are that the Jets are expected to be, and anything can happen, third in that division. I would say they're better than Miami. I'm giving you that.
Right, but also look what Buffalo had to do to win the division last year after their start. It wasn't like they just rolled through and won the division.
No, but also Miami won a ton of games last year and kind of fell apart at the end of the regular season.
Against good teams, against good defenses.
Well, but the game against Tennessee was a game that destroyed them.
We beat Buffalo in week one with Zach Wilson.
Listen, you can try to convince me you're not going to...
And I get a third place schedule.
Until I see the Jets win the division, I don't believe they're going to win the division. And it has nothing to do with not liking the Jets. I just... I believe in Josh Allen, and I'll tell you what. You go through all your this and defense and quarterback and whatever. You want to play that game? Who's the best coach in this division?
Success-wise, you'd have to say Sean McDermott.
Who's the second best coach in this division?
Mike McDaniel.
Who's the third best coach in this division?
I would say Robert Saleh, because I haven't seen Gerard Mayo.
Okay, exactly. So of the coaches and the teams you're directly competing against, you can't put Saleh against those two guys?
No, I cannot.
And coaching matters a lot in
football. Coaching will matter, absolutely.
So, and I'm not saying that Saleh's going to be bad. I'm just saying I'll take Buffalo.
You don't know.
I don't know
if he's good or not. I'm with you there, and I understand. I mean, when you have 13 straight seasons without... making the playoffs, and you have a season where you're expected to compete for a championship.
The easiest way, and it's been obvious, and it's more obvious now than it's ever been. The easiest way to get into the postseason in this AFC is to win the division. And it feels like the division is ripe for the pick and more now than it has been in quite some time.
Right. This is as gettable as it's been. The losses and injuries that Miami's going to deal with.
Well, that's why I think the Jets are better than Miami. I mean, Miami lost a ton of guys this offseason.
And on top of the guys that they could come back from injury.
Right. I mean, Jalen Phillips was hurt last year. I mean, you could sit here and
Bradley
go through
Chubb,
a million guys.
They lost Christian Wilkins.
Right.
Van Ginkel.
The center's gone, right?
Xavier Howard, gone.
Gone. But they still have Tyreek Hill.
I like my chances.
And they still have Jalen Waddle.
They still have Tua, though.
And they still have Tua. But Tua's not bad.
No, he's not bad. I like my defense's chances against
him. All right, so right now you feel confident the Jets are the second best team in this division.
Yes.
Worst case,
yep.
Second best team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you tell me this now. You expect the Jets to be a playoff team?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's no...
It's fine.
You have to.
Okay. We'll see. It's going to be an exciting season.
Yeah, well, I think the point that you made also is a good point. When you look around the landscape of the AFC, I mean, what Houston just did, what's happened in the AFC North... Right? Like, I mean, this is going to be tough sledding if you don't win your division.
Very difficult. I guarantee you, you will have a team that you look at and say, that's a good team that doesn't get into the playoffs. Guarantee you.
Right. I was listening to someone yesterday on McAfee talking about, they asked, what do you think the expectations for the Chargers are? Because they lose Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. And he's like, I fully expect them to be somewhere around a 10-win team.
Right, because you know they're going to draft the. You say
that's how
you lose Williams and Allen, and they did.
Because that's how good Jim Harbaugh is.
They're going and they lost Austin Eckler too. They're good. I guarantee. Who did I see there on the verge of signing? Dobbins, right? Is that right? They pick fifth. They're going to land one of these stud receivers. So they're going
Or trade back and get.
They're going to be the difference between coaching. I think is going to make them, even though they lost some talent, into a better football team.
Right, they're not going to lose the close games.
Let's break. We'll come back. I mean, what are now that you see what Miami has done and Diggs leaving and going to Houston? As a Jets fan, are you bullish and think to myself, you know what, we're going to win this division? 1-800-919-3776. We'll hear from Brandon Bean. We'll hear from you next on 98.7 ESPN.
Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. Pick winners, over-unders, or whatever catches your eye, and do it on FanDuel in a same-game parlay. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Rick to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/Rick. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at Get Up. Which team will win the AFC East in 2024? Kimberly Martin, Bart Scott, Damian Woody.
Played for the Jets.
So cover the Jets.
Played for the Jets.
All say the Jets will win it. Harry Douglas.
Not your guy, Harry, though.
Harry Douglas says Buffalo Bills.
I would almost guarantee that Harry Douglas is on the exact, or pretty close to the exact same page as you are. You won't believe it until you see it.
That's right. Well, okay, so
right now you have the better coach and the better quarterback on the Buffalo Bills.
That's right, and I will take that. They have a real home field advantage, right?
I don't know necessarily if it's going to affect my team the way it affects Miami.
Buffalo, though. Yeah, well, I would agree with that. But listen, the Jets. I hope the Jets win the division. They could win the division. Until proven otherwise, I will take the Buffalo Bills.
So listen to what they lost.
Yeah.
And you're right. Listen, Brandon Bean is really good at what he does. I'm sure they have someone or multiple different wide receivers in this year's draft that they're targeting. Said to themselves, we don't want to deal with the headache of Steph Diggs. He's not happy, which makes our quarterback unhappy. With Joe Brady, he looks like we're kind of moving away from Steph Diggs, more with James Cook, tight ends, all that stuff. Okay? So loss of Gabe Davis and Steph Diggs. You're losing 241 targets. Steph Diggs was targeted 160 times last year.
A lot of catches, a lot of targets.
152 receptions, 15 touchdowns, and 92 first downs. is what you're losing. That's just what walked out the door. What are you unhappy about if you're Steph Diggs? Since he got the Buffalo, okay? Since he got the Buffalo.
It's kind of wild, isn't it?
Since he got the Buffalo. First year, 166 targets, 127 receptions, 1,535 yards, 8 touchdowns. Then 164 targets, 103 receptions, 154, 108 receptions. Last year, 160 targets, 107 receptions. What are you upset about?
I don't know.
You ain't going to be happier in Houston.
Look at his numbers in the playoffs this year, though.
Well, he had the huge drop.
But look at his, he had like, it was like 3 catches for 26 yards. Like, his numbers were bad.
Even just that, but it wasn't even just that, though. It was also towards the end of the season what they were doing.
But Nico Collins is really good.
Yeah, so is Tank Dell.
And so is Tank Dell. So what is, so gonna, is Dalton Schultz. So what happens if, but I mean, what happens if he does not have the kind of year that he's had with Buffalo? Is he going to complain there? Probably so, right? He feels like he, unless it's going exactly how he wants, he's never happy. He wanted out of Minnesota. They trade him to Buffalo. He goes to Buffalo. He has a million catches. They don't win. Big drop. Can't get along with Josh Allen. Complains. Now to Houston. And now I'm sure there'll be something wrong in Houston.
Who I thought had, I mean, I thought everything you heard from them was they had to get like brothers. We have a close relationship. But I mean, you saw
clearly
how
not.
Many times on the sidelines.
Too much
being
smoke.
Upset.
Way too much smoke. Speaking of the Bills, here's GM Brandon Bean. We might be worse today, but well, that'll change.
Yeah, I mean, are we better today? Probably not. It's a work in progress. We're going to continue to work on that. I would just hope that people know I'm as competitive as hell. I ain't giving in, and we're gonna work through this, and we're going to continue to look. And I'm confident in, A, the guys we have on the roster, and I'm confident, you know, the staff we have upstairs that helps me, that we'll continue to find pieces to add and that we'll be ready to roll when it comes time in September.
Yeah, I don't worry about them. Clearly, there's a plan in place. Like, they didn't trade him thinking Curtis Samuel is going to be their number one wide receiver. So, I mean, you've heard rumblings that they could trade Justin Jefferson. You've heard rumblings they could trade T. Higgins. There's a draft that's coming up in 3 weeks. I promise you that you will not look at the Buffalo Bills receiving core when the season starts and say, ugh, this is just terrible. Promise you.
Right, but you're still talking about bringing someone in that has not proven to have the kind of production that Steph Diggs has or had. I mean, over the last 4 seasons with the Buffalo Bills, he leads the NFL in receptions.
Right.
Like, there's a comfort level. There's a relationship already built. Now, do great quarterbacks? Did anyone know Nico Collins was going to be that good or Tank Dell was going to be that good? No. But they played with C.J. Stroud.
And it changes everything.
And a great offense, and it changes everything. So, I mean, could that happen? Yeah, it could happen. But right now, you have Curtis Samuel, Mac Hollins, and Khalil Shakir.
Right now you do.
That's not Steph Diggs. And
uninspiring,
right,
is what it is. Good. Dawson Knox and Kincaid. Very good.
I do too. But there's something to be said about having that guy.
Okay. But before I get to sit here and tell you this is the Jets division, let me see what it looks like come September. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm just like, as we sit here today, like that, whatever gap you thought there was between the Bills and the Jets is smaller today.
I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I still, in my mind, and you could disagree, and that's fine, I still would go Buffalo Bills. Do I think it's smaller? 100%. 100%. Let's go to Alex in Orlando. Alex, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Shout out to the company. And I just wanted to say that I think the Jets definitely have this is definitely like the widest the AFC East is going to be in terms of grabbing and winning the division. The thing is, it's just obviously they just need to put it on the field. They actually have to show these wins. And I just don't think that you need 13, 12 wins in order to win the division like we were talking about last year. I think with maybe 10 or 11, maybe they could win the division and have home field advantage for the playoffs.
I think the easiest, and nothing's easy. I understand that. Anything worth having isn't easy, but to make the playoffs this season in an AFC that's going to have Joe Burrow back, you're seeing, I mean, Pittsburgh has a whatever quarterback they end up going with, if it's, you know, Russell Wilson.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade.
And they were a playoff team last year.
And they were a playoff team last year. I mean, Houston won a playoff game.
What happens if Anthony Richardson's really good?
He was pretty good before he got hurt.
Right. So they got him. Jacksonville could certainly take a step up.
I mean, Indy also signed Flacco, too.
Right. I mean, Houston is now, I mean, when you rank the teams in the AFC, where Houston's got to be a top five team in the AFC.
So, okay, I'm glad you asked me that. So, ESPN bet. So, Texans were plus 140 to win the AFC South. Trade for Diggs, now they're plus 115. They were 11-1 to win the AFC. They're now plus 750. And they were 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. They're now 18-1 to win
so
the Super Bowl.
So, AFC, walk me through the favorites to win. Chiefs, obviously, you're going to be number one. Yeah. Right? And then, where
Baltimore.
Do we go? Baltimore's two. So Chiefs are what? 3-1?
I'm not looking at the odds.
Okay.
I'm just telling you in the article I'm reading.
Oh, right now, I thought you had the odds in front of you.
Well, I wouldn't have. I would need the article to know exactly what the odds were previous. That's why I'm looking at the article.
Okay. So, but I thought you were looking at the odds of what they are.
I would think AFC-wise it would be Kansas City.
It's clearly Kansas City.
Baltimore. Houston's got to be right up there now.
I'm trying to think who else.
Cincinnati?
I bet you Buffalo is still in the top five. Cincinnati's probably three.
So Buffalo went from plus 135 to win the AFC East to plus 160, plus 600 to plus 750 to win the AFC, and from 12-1 to 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. So to win the AFC East, they are plus 160.
Right. And then the Jets are third, but plus, was it 220?
Yeah, I think that's what I said.
220, 225. So right there. I mean, it's probably, I would guess the top three in the AFC East are the most closely linked to win that division,
right?
More than any division.
Okay,
let's
really look at this. Defense, we're better. Right?
Yes.
Offensive line, we don't know because right now on paper we should be better.
Offensive
but guys
line,
can be hurt.
Until I see it again,
running back,
I don't know.
Running back, I would say we're better.
Cook's good. Hall's terrific. They're all good. I'll give you that.
Okay, receivers right now.
Oh, Miami is the best.
I'm saying Buffalo.
Come on.
Okay, right. Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Buffalo.
Okay.
Right? I would say us. Tight ends, I would give Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quarterback, just because we don't know what Aaron's going to look
Buffalo.
Like, you'd still say Buffalo. And head coach, you'd say Buffalo.
Right.
But I would also say this to you. Our defense against Josh Allen has done a really good job.
They have.
And Josh Allen hasn't played to the
you're right.
Normal Josh
Allen
level.
Listen, you can talk yourself into liking the Jets. Oh,
I'm
going
to talk myself right
good.
Into it.
I think it'll be fun. You know what?
I'm taking it all and throwing it right in.
RJ, hear this? He's taking it all. He's throwing it right in. How angry do you think he's going to be in 5 minutes from right now?
Oh, I have questions about.
Did you set me up for something?
No, I promise.
We have audio.
Oh no,
which is
well, that?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
The top right sound.
Yes. Here's the thing, though, and it's not to get a reaction out of you. We've referenced this.
Referenced.
Uh-huh. Sorry, we referenced it a couple of days ago, and I think we deserve a payoff and a reaction. The people deserve it.
I think that he's right, and I think it's going to make Rick go nuts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This next few moments could get awkward, uncomfortable, and could produce great anger, is my thought.
Yeah, well, Rick, maybe he assumes of what he doesn't know. There was back-channel discussion as to whether or not we should do this.
That's true.
Because we care about you.
I said, I actually said to RJ, do you really think this is a good idea? And he said, let's talk about it. I said, well, if you think this is a good idea, then we'll go with it. But I'm more than a little fearful that this doesn't play out well.
Do you want to know my honest answer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if it's a good idea.
Okay.
We're going to do it.
Great.
And I don't know how
but
it's
But doesn't that
go.
Make good radio? If you're uncertain if it's a good idea or not, then you kind of have to do it.
I'm kind of leaning with Dave on this
one. Not if he leaves.
I may walk
I don't
out.
Think, I don't think you're
no, because you guys didn't handle this right.
I don't think you're going to leave.
No, but you didn't handle this right.
How, what should we have done?
No, because you lead me into just pouring my whole heart and saying I'm taking all of it and putting it right in the table
right.
to set me up to play this.
That was not, think, it was not, it was not the, a setup.
How you led me here is not
purpose.
Right.
I don't think that was the purpose at all.
Well, that's what he did.
No.
Yep.
I didn't know you were going to say what you said.
Well, listen, you may not have
and
to do it.
And RJ, confirm this is true. I had not one iota of responsibility for the audio that we're going to hear.
No.
I didn't even know it took place.
That's right.
Didn't even know it
all
took
right,
place.
So play it.
So we got to set it up.
Ugh.
So our former compatriot, our former co-host, you do realize that the microphones pick up everything, right?
There's no way they heard that.
Did you hear that?
Everybody heard it.
Everybody heard it.
It was that loud, huh?
He walks through life not understanding.
I can't really hear.
We explained this to you the other day.
Yeah, what
well,
is?
I need some kind of partition.
Clearly,
he wants a COVID partition all the way up. All right, an audio partition. So our former co-host Chris Canty does his show now, unsportsmanlike with Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman, and he's been very negative, very nasty, very anti Aaron Rodgers for quite a bit. It takes a turn today. Here's Canty on your quarterback.
This guy is a cancer that's metastasized throughout the entire building in Florham Park. And I don't know why Jets fans can't see it. That's why I said your season is over before it starts. It's not about your talent. It's about what Aaron Rodgers makes your franchise. He is a culture killer. And because, from a production standpoint, he's not the same guy that he was 3 or 4 years ago when he won back-to-back MVPs, the juice ain't worth the squeeze. But guess what? Sometimes you got to learn things the hard way, and Jets fans are going to relearn that this season. 2023 wasn't a fluke.
What do you say to that?
What do you mean 2023 wasn't a fluke?
He was hurt.
It was four plays in, and he ruptured his Achilles.
If
That's
Aaron,
the definition of a fluke.
If Aaron Rodgers completed 54% of his passes and led the league in interceptions and say, you know what? I can't run back with him. You didn't see him last year.
No, but you're pointing to the production that you saw his last year in Green Bay when he was dealing with a thumb injury.
The only thing I'll agree with.
The previous 2 years to that, he was back-to-back MVP.
I don't agree with what he said. And I don't, I mean, this idea that the season is over before it starts and they're not going to do anything, I think is ridiculous. The only thing I'll say is it's been a couple of years since you've seen really good Aaron Rodgers. For whatever reason. Thumb, Achilles, fine. It's been years, and now he's a 40-year-old quarterback. So that gives me some pause, but I still think this is a playoff caliber team.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay. With this defense, last season,
yep.
doesn't blow out his Achilles and gives you 3,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks. Are the Jets a playoff team?
Competing for. I mean,
they won seven games with the worst quarterback play
downside,
in the league.
Downside, competing four. Don't come after me because he said he thinks the guy's a cancer.
RJ, with that defense, almost 3,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 picks. Did the Jets make the playoffs last year?
I would think so.
Yeah, right.
I think they get.
That's the production that he's talking about. That's the bad production.
Of the thumb injury year.
With this defense?
Right.
Stop yourself. Zach Wilson, that pick, that was the cancer that metastasized inside that locker room. That's why you had to bring Aaron Rodgers in. It's not Aaron Rodgers is the cancer that's metastasized. That whole franchise has been a giant cancer.
They have.
And he was supposed to be the antidote, but he couldn't be because he blew out his Achilles.
And then it all completely spiraled and you had to be rushed to the hospital is what happened.
No. You said the Jets because when you were asked to give a list, the only name that you could put on that list that would actually have people talking was the Jets.
So
because it was a hot take.
So you think this is hot take-ish?
Of course it's hot take-ish. If I gave you, give me the five teams that have no chance before it starts, will the Jets be on your list?
When I saw that the other day, I thought it was comical.
No. That's what you know.
How could you possibly put the Jets on a list of five teams that are done heading into the season right now? If you want to say there's question marks about the Jets, you know what? I think that's fair. There are. Tyron Smith is a question mark.
Yeah, right, but that was not the list. The list was teams that don't have a chance now that are done before the season
even starts. I agree with you.
The Jets wouldn't be close to that list.
It makes no sense. I mean, Giants, you could put them on the list. Patriots, Broncos, Panthers, those are teams that go on that list. To say the Jets are done now is just, it's just infactual.
Raiders don't have a quarterback.
Right. It makes zero sense.
No, this is why it makes sense, though, because we're actually talking about it.
Yeah, but you're not commending him for brilliant ideas and brilliant comments.
Of course not.
You're beating him up because you think what he said is nonsensical.
Every single person in that locker room, to a man, loves Aaron Rodgers. Loves him.
That's accurate.
I have never seen Mekhi Becton have the kind of response to someone like he did with Aaron Rodgers. The problem in the locker room over the last couple of years has been Zach Wilson. He's been the problem. That was the problem. And the only reason why we had to bring Aaron in and turn over the franchise
to him was to fix what was broken with Zach Wilson.
What you had already broke.
I don't understand. Listen, do I think that Aaron Rodgers is polarizing for fans and people around the NFL? I do. I think there's a lot of people that are turned off by him, and I understand why. I think there's a lot of people, especially if you're a Jets fan, that loves him. I get it. But no one within that organization seems to dislike Aaron Rodgers.
No, and the other thing, too, is there's no way a well-run organization that actually has a head coach that really knows what he's doing that would bring in someone like Aaron Rodgers and give them full control of the building. That's not how it works. That's another part of the bigger problem.
Right. The Jets were desperate for Aaron Rodgers. They needed him a whole hell of a lot more than he needed
them. Which is why he picked them.
Of course, because they were desperate. And he could do whatever it is that he wanted to do. And still will.
Yeah, lists of problems going on in that building. I mean, as much as you may not like Aaron Rodgers, there are a couple I could point to immediately that are a much bigger problem than Aaron Rodgers being your quarterback.
Jay Hennin tweets in, sheesh, sounds like that was personal for Canty. I'm not even a Jets fan. I disagree with that take, and a pro like him should never do the, quote, it's over before it's over take. Safe to say his takes aren't missed on your guy's show. Listen, I think Canty had a lot of good takes. I think this happens to be a pretty mediocre take, and I just don't...
No, I want people to talk about my take.
This is a hot take.
This is exactly what this is.
I'm going to get to a few calls. Do you want to belch or anything
Let me ask you a question now. And I don't know what his motivation is. Let me ask you a question. Who are the two biggest faces on ESPN?
Stephen A. Smith and Greeny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Greeny has a show, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show.
I think so.
Great show. Greeny's favorite team of all the teams he roots for.
Jets.
Okay. So he sees a list like this. You don't think he's, hey, why don't we get Chris on the show? To tell me why.
So you think by having this take, he's just trying to promote his own appearances all over the
Absolutely.
Place?
Absolutely.
All right.
It was the same reason why I thought that the Barnwell did the same thing. If you had the Jets, like if you were really being objective last season and you said, I believe this, and you said, I'll put the Jets third. All right, fine. I can buy Jets third.
Right.
Bills are really good. Miami's offense is great.
Absolutely.
I can understand it. No, but he didn't. He put them last behind the Patriots.
Right. Thinking that you're going to have a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, where was he? As soon as that list came out. Oh, look, it's Bill Barnwell on Get Up.
And by the way, who finished in last place without Aaron Rodgers?
The Patriots.
Right, exactly.
Right, and that's why I was so furious about it. Like, listen, I know what you're doing. I'm not stupid. You did it for a reason, and maybe you're smart because you're on TV and I'm not, but that's why you did it.
Well, why do you do something like that?
Because it's not in me to do that.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
I tell you my honest opinion.
I know. And therein lies the problem, is that we work in the den of honesty and other people are just trying to, I don't know. But I'll give Canty the benefit of the doubt. I think he believes it.
No, there's no way.
I think
he's too smart. He's too smart to believe that.
I think it's a bad take that he actually believes. That's what I think.
He's too smart to believe that.
But this take will go up in flames if he's wrong.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. In the grand scheme of things,
Ray,
it doesn't.
Ray, say what you just said on air.
And there's no way Chris is saying that and he doesn't believe it.
There's no way.
How do you believe that?
Because that's
what
he thinks.
Smart. He is too smart a football person to believe that.
Listen,
that their season's over before. They just won seven games with Zach.
I'm not telling you
Zach
he's right.
Wilson.
I'm not telling you he's right, but he obviously has reasons that he believes that.
There's no way.
Yeah, but
I don't
Ray,
think Chris
would you not
say
that
just
this
to
is
say it.
it's ridiculous.
I don't think it's the wisest take, but I don't think that he's spewing that just to say it. I think Chris actually believes
so you
I think agree
that,
with that.
You think that he's such a cancer that it's going to take away from the production of Garrett Wilson
no, we don't
and
think
Mike
that.
Williams
we
and,
don't
and
think that. He thinks that.
How could you think that, though?
How can I
you
answer
think
that?
You think Mike Williams thinks that?
No.
You think his defense thinks that?
No.
You think Sauce Gardner thinks that?
I don't think Chris is right with this take, but I believe that's what he believes.
If you wanted to tell me you think Robert Saleh stinks and that Nathaniel Hackett stinks and that's why this team's not going to be good, fine. I'm on board with that. I don't know if Saleh's a good head coach. I think Nathaniel Hackett stinks.
I think RJ and I were batting this around. Like, it's sort of like if it does happen, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying if that does happen, you get to be the one to sit there and say, see, I told you so. It's kind of like what I was saying with the Eagles all year. Remember how the Eagles looked how good all year, and I just saying like, I don't know. I don't buy it. And then when the Eagles fell apart, I got to say how I was right. Well, same thing.
Well, you know
same
what? Thing. Then save this audio, and we'll play it every Monday after the Jets game. And when the Jets go out opening week, whoever they play, and they beat them 31-7, then we'll play that audio the next day to make them look ridiculous.
No, but to say that he's the cancer that metastasized, that's ruining, that's ripping the organization apart is a crazy thought.
I agree with
because
you.
Because the Jets already had cancer before.
I think in Florham Park, they adore him.
But the Jets already had the cancer. That's why they had to bring him in.
He's the medicine against the cancer.
Right, it wasn't like, hey, well, look, we're so well run, and then we bring this guy, and then the whole thing falls. The thing was already falling apart.
It was crumbled. And it probably saved the jobs. Him getting hurt probably saved the jobs of these guys for another year because he wanted to continue to work with those guys.
Not probably. It absolutely saved the jobs.
I told you this would get you a little agitated. I told you. 1-800-919-3776. We still have another hour to go. That's the excitement of the day. It's 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from True Green. My mic's on, by the way, so you know, if you could keep down your... And that's nice. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted source choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. That's 5 decades. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.